City of Aurelia statistics show that the most needed type of housing is one-bedroom accommodations. Now a development proposal for a six-story condominium with 31 one-bedroom units has been submitted to the city and a public meeting is scheduled for February 10. The apartment-style condominium is planned for 67 Colborne Street W on property currently housing Joe Trombley Automotive Service. Plans call for the construction of 31 one-bedroom, one-bathroom units. The first floor would include commercial space and a driving aisle through to 32 parking spaces, bicycle parking and green space. The sixth floor includes a residences lounge with kitchenette, rentable workspaces and outdoor terraces. The project will need official plan and bylaw amendments to proceed, as the maximum allowable height in downtown Aurelia is currently 4 stories. Mayor Don McIsaac said he is reviewing the application. Council will make a decision on the project at a council meeting following the public meeting. Aurelia needs more housing. We have a variety of housing in rental units, condos, single family, and we need a mix of options to reflect the community. Each type of housing plays a role in creating a vibrant, inclusive Aurelia, McIsaac said. My understanding is one-bedroom units are the highest need and apartment-style condominiums are rare in this community, so if this goes ahead, we will be increasing the range of housing types available, McIsaac added. Jill Lewis, senior planner with the city, said she thinks the development will fit nicely with the community because the highest need is one-bedroom units. Also, the city requested that architect Chris Montgomery set back the fifth and sixth floors so to minimize the mass of the building and fit better with the small-town character of Aurelia. They've been very respectful by stepping the building back at the fifth story, Lewis said. Fifth-floor units will have outdoor terraces. A second property backing on 76 Victoria Street will be the site for parking and required green space for residents. Units will be priced at market value and be between 498 and 672 sq. Ft. While they won't meet the city's definition of affordable housing, they do create more housing stock. By virtue of them being apartment style and smaller units, they will be more affordable of a full-size single-family dwellings on a lot, Lewis said. If the building gets the go-ahead, it will be the beginning of development along Colborne Street. I hope it will be a catalytic project that will lead to further developments in this neighborhood, Lewis said. McIsaac said Colborne Street is a robust part of the city and he looks forward to future developments there. If council approves this, it will certainly be well received by the city because these types of units are in demand, McIsaac said. The public meeting will be held at 1 p.m. at City Hall at 50 Andrew Street S. Everyone is welcome to the meeting and participants may speak to council or submit written comments to the city. There are some that are opposed to development in that area of that height, but there are others who say we definitely have a strong need for housing so we should start putting holes in the ground and get building, McIsaac said. The issue will then be decided by Aurelia Council no earlier than the March 3 council meeting. Joe Trombley was contacted but declined to comment.